Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:39, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Barnsley manager Conor Hourihan believes Dominic Szoboszlai was disrespectful to his side as they lost 4-1 at Anfield in the third round of the FA Cup. So this game took place last night and the former Irish international was reacting to a cheeky backheel while Szoboszlai was attempting to trick the Barnsley attacker while passing the ball back to his goalkeeper. Now, the error led to the Barnsley goal. It made it 2-1. We heard from the Liverpool manager Arne Slot earlier in the programme and he wasn't impressed either, to be honest with you, but Conor has taken a lot from the experience overall from his team who are in League One.
Immensely proud. I thought they were outstanding, you know, right in it till the very, very end. You know, they were literally full strength at the end to make sure they got over the line. So unbelievably proud of the lads, the way they defended, the way they stuck to the game plan, and they had to score pretty impressive goals to get over the line as well. So yeah, immensely proud. Stayed in it at 2-1 for a long, long time. Could have had maybe a decision, obviously, that you're probably going to ask me next to go our way. And yeah, we got a little bit tired towards the end, but I think the lads put such a shift in. They should be so proud of themselves. I certainly am. I asked them before the game to do themselves justice and not come away, you know, with a heavy scoreline and look back at it with, you know, not fond memories. And yeah, to a man, they can look back at it with very, very fond memories because they stuck at it. They stayed there till the very end. And there was just a little bit of a glimmer potentially that we could get maybe a little bit of a result. But yeah, it was really, really, you know, proud of them.
And Adam Phillips, I mean, what a special moment for him as somebody that supports Liverpool, you know, here in the academy. And he can forever say that he got assisted by Szoboszlai in front of the Kop End at Anfield.
Yeah, which is amazing for him. But I've mentioned a couple of times, I've got to be honest, I thought it was really disrespectful from Szoboszlai. I don't think he does that in the Premier League. He doesn't do that in the Champions League game. He doesn't do that against Chelsea. He doesn't do that against Arsenal. So why would he do it around a six-yard box against Barnsley? So I was a little bit disappointed from that point of view.
Yeah, that's Conor Hourihan there, and Liverpool will march on. They play Brighton in the next round. Some of the other pairings to catch the eye in the fourth round, Aston Villa against Newcastle and non-league Macclesfield. They're home again, and another Premier League side in the facing up to them, it'll be Brentford. So after the heroics of Crystal Palace, they'll welcome Brentford to their home ground. Evan Ferguson will miss Roma's Coppa Italia last 16 clash against Torino tonight after hurting his back at the weekend. Now, we were a little bit worried just the way he went down and the way he hobbled off with his back injury, but he's not expected to be sidelined for not too long, so might even face the same opposition on Sunday in the Serie A. So that's better news there for Evan Ferguson. Xabi Alonso has left Real Madrid by mutual agreement following his side's loss to Barcelona in the Spanish Super Cup on Sunday. The decision comes just 7 months after hiring him. Madrid 4 points behind Barca in the league. There are reports that he's fallen out with several of his senior players. Irish internationals Andrew Porter and Paddy McCarthy are injury doubts for the start of the Six Nations. The Leinster attack coach Tyler Blenenthal has confirmed that both players need to be assessed further before the full extent of their injuries are known. Blenenthal admitted that Porter's calf injury didn't look promising and also had some concern over McCarthy's foot injury.
Paddy's didn't look too great for him to come off immediately, so hopefully we get some clarity on that in the next few days. But yeah, I mean, we're hoping for the best, but it really didn't look too great, to be honest. And Port's the same, like, to come out late in the week with that injury. And again, waiting for the official kind of diagnosis, but it didn't look promising that it was going to be a quick turnaround. So look, we're going to have to dig in. As I just mentioned, it's next man up, and we're going to have to, you know, find a way. I thought the guys on the weekend did a great job, and Jerry came on. He put his best foot forward, and we're going to have to just dig deep and into the depth. And we've got some guys coming back as well. So we lose some, we get some, and whoever's available, they're just going to have to do the best.
In Gaelic games, Cork and Clare played out a close encounter in the Munster Hurling League last night. Cork winning by a point, 118 to 20 points. First win for Ben O'Connor as their new manager there. A draw would have been good enough for Clare to reach the decider. So that result means Limerick will play Waterford in the final at the weekend. Mark Allen has made an impressive start to the Masters event as he came from behind to beat Mark Williams 6-2. He won five frames in a row to seal his passage. Allen has been ill and his preparations for this game, which is one of the big Triple Crown events, has not been ideal.
I prepare properly for these events, but I couldn't prepare for this at all. I was laying in bed all week with food poisoning, and I just thought, just go out and give it my best. And honestly. I wouldn't have had much left if I had went much closer, so I'm glad I got over the line when I did.
Wow, so was there a point at which you thought you might not make the starting lineup? You were feeling that bad?
No, I was always going to play. I just might have needed to wear a nappy for TV. it wasn't a good week.
Thank heavens for that. He got through it in one piece. Harry Cobden will become the new number one rider for owner JP McManus in Ireland and Britain from next season. The champion jockey in the UK is currently stable jockey to Paul Nicholls. He's expected to start his new role in May.
Darren, thank you. It's 8:44.